valuable skill, a human skill we all need to do, is the ability to express those feelings. Some people who strike out and act out on emotions don't know how to just verbally express it and tell somebody, I'm angry. But many of us confuse expressing our emotions with something else, with acting out on them. Expressing emotions is knowing what you're feeling and being able to say, I feel, and fill in the blank. In fact, Wilhelm Reich, psychotherapist, once said, unexpressed emotions are stored in the flexor muscles of the body as tension. And the organs weep the tears that the eyes refuse to shed. There's great truth in that. The ability to express ourselves is important. But you know what? After we know we can do that, there's very little use in going around expressing everything we feel. Does everyone around us need to know what we're feeling in that moment? You know, it's like, oh, I'm feeling a little sad now. Oh, before I was feeling happy. Oh, and now I feel something else coming on. I don't think you need to know this. We don't need to constantly say, oh, look, another cloud passing over. Oh, here's a storm. Now it's sunny again. Weather passes. We can notice it, appreciate it, and let it go. Life becomes an emotional meditation. You notice it, you acknowledge it. You're not denying, suppressing, or repressing your emotions. You're acknowledging them, honoring them, accepting them, and then focusing your attention on what you can control, which is your behavior. Now, feelings and behaviors. In that feeling behavior journal, again, it's to help you differentiate emotions which come and go and fade and behaviors. Someone has said, I have a problem with rage. Rage is no problem. Rage is fine. Problem is how you behave when you're enraged. You have no responsibility for your emotions. I now absolve you of any emotion you've ever felt or feel the rest of your life. You can't be responsible for what you cannot directly control. You don't need to be responsible for your emotions. They are not a problem. They may not feel good, but they will pass. They do not have to drive your behavior ever again. Some people don't take responsibility for their behavior. They don't take responsibility for their behavior. For example, there are men who beat their wives. One of the major causes of death among women is being spousal abuse. These cowards beat up on their wives. And you know what they often say? I didn't want to. It hurt me so badly. I love her, but I just lost it. I just lost it. I couldn't control myself. You know, it's funny how these guys never lose it outside of Gold's Gym where women bodybuilders come out. They never lose it there. They never lose it with their boss. They just happen to lose it with someone smaller than them who they can victimize. If any man or woman, women abuse their spouse too, more often verbally, but sometimes physically as well. If someone has trouble with this, a problem with it, you can do what you can control, which is immediately get in the other room. Don't be in the same room with them, because you can't hit somebody when you're not in the same room with them. So the one thing you can control in your behavior is getting out of the room, no matter how angry you are. We've all been so angry, you know, we wanted to just strike out or grab somebody. But you know what? We can control it. Sometimes it's easy to control our behavior, and sometimes it's difficult, but not impossible. Never impossible. So if you think I'm letting everybody off the hook saying you have no control over your thoughts or no control over your emotions, no responsibility, we have absolute responsibility for how we behave. Every behavior is a moral act. How you tie your shoelaces is a moral act. You'll recall when we were talking about reclaiming your will, three keys to life. Accept your emotions. Know your purpose, not someone else's purpose for you. Many of us live our lives according to someone else's purpose for us. We call that codependence. You know what a codependent is? That's someone who, when they die, they see someone else's life pass before their eyes. Know your purpose. You may say, well, how do I know my purpose? There are different kind of purposes. There's also a purpose you have right in the moment. What's your purpose right now? Listening to this tape. If you're listening to the tape at the moment, you may be driving or doing something else. That's your purpose. If I want to go to the supermarket to buy some food, my most immediate purpose is driving and not hitting anybody on the way. But my larger purpose is getting to the market. A larger purpose than that is being at the market in order to buy food. A larger purpose than that is helping to feed my family and be a good father and husband. A larger purpose than that is to grow spiritually and be... You see, there are larger and larger and larger purposes. But in the moment, you have a purpose. In every moment. So if you say to me or to someone else, I don't know my purpose. I say, sure you do. What are you doing right now? You know your purpose. Focus on what's in front of you. Find what you love. We all have a purpose. We don't have to even be conscious of it. We're going toward it. Remember again, life is what happens while we're making other plans. The moment someone told you when you were very small, big boys don't cry, you began to dissociate from your emotions. The moment someone asked you, why are you feeling that way? You began to try to impose logic on emotions, as if emotions had a reason. Many of us think we have a reason why we feel something. We say, oh yeah, I know why I felt angry, because of what that person said. But you know what? The day before or the day after, you might not have gotten as angry. Emotions that rise up in us are a complex combination and result of thoughts, feelings, what we ate the day before, biorhythms, maybe astrological charts. Many, many, many complex reasons why we feel anything. We don't really know. When someone says, why do you feel this? You're really making up a reason, the one you think is most likely. You don't need to have a reason. Don't need to reason it out. Doesn't have to be reasonable to feel something. How many of us have been told, that's unreasonable to feel that way? Don't need a reason. Feel whatever you feel. What would it be like to live like that? To completely allow yourself to feel anything. No problem about it. You don't have to like it. This is not a strategy for suddenly feeling good all the time.